The winch hummed along. The thick black cable went down and down and down, uncoiling from the massive spools. It was just them and two miners in the small cavern.
This is ridiculous. Why are we waiting here?
It's less than 10 minutes for the elevator to finish lowering, then another 30 minutes for it to make the return trip, yeah?
Katerina looked to the winch operator, who nodded. She then leaned against the rough wall, trying and failing to get comfortable. She could have sat on the rail surrounding the vertical shaft, but getting within 10 feet of the edge gave her a rush of vertigo that made her head spin.
We're waiting because Kirkland wants to talk to us when he comes up. Do you need another reason?
Ahmed crossed and squatted down on his heels next to her, resting his back against the wall, exhausted. He stared down.
I guess not.
She rubbed her temples and thought of how rude she had been to Ahmed. She had doubted him, and that embarrassed her.
Listen, about what happened in the lab, Did you feel that?
Ahmed glanced up at her with sunken eyes.
Hmm?
Ahmed stood bolt upright.
It's happening. They're here.
Sudden fear drove through Katerina, compressed her, immediately drowned any sense of denial. She thought of her daughter, her husband.
Let's get out of here.
She moved to the adit, stopped when she saw Ahmed wasn't following her.
Pet, where the fuck are you going? We have to stay. If something goes wrong with the elevator when they're coming up.
Katerina pointed to the two miners. One stood at the elevator's controls, the other was slowly circling the railing, alternating between looking up at the winch mechanism and down into the shaft.
They've got it handled! Come on!
Ahmed stared at her. He shook his head. Humiliation joined fear, creating an altogether new emotion that overwhelmed her. She thought of her daughter again, her husband. Katerina turned and sprinted down the adit as fast as she could. The floor lurched beneath her, a shudder that might have moved the whole mountain. When her right foot came down, it twisted over. She fell hard, bouncing, skidding. The unmistakable grinding sound of falling rock reached through her ears, made her body lock up tight. The echoes of falling rock ceased. Katerina opened her eyes. Spinning dust driven by air coming from behind her, from the winch cavern. No fallen rock around her, but there assuredly was back by the shaft. Back where Ahmed had been. Katerina started to stand, but her right ankle screamed at her, told her she wasn't going anywhere. Katerina pressed her palms to the rough stone floor, managed to rise up on her left foot alone. She had to keep going, had to get out of there. One hand on the wall, she hopped along. From back in the winch cavern, or whatever was left of it, she heard a new sound that caressed the stone around her, filled the adits as if it were the strike of a key on the world's largest piano. She kept moving, trying to ignore the fire in her ankle. There was a sound of snapping metal, and the pitch changed. There were more snap-like pings, and the pitch changed again. Suddenly, Katerina realized what was happening.
Oh, God!
She tried to hop faster, heart and soul screaming at her to move and a ruined ankle refusing to help. Then another sound, a scraping, a hissing, the sound of dry leaves blowing across a sidewalk. Connell Kirkland leaned into the vertical shaft. He looked up, craning his neck, trying to make out detail of the approaching cage's circular bottom.
What the hell is that ringing?
Bill Crook shook his head.
Dunno. It's never made that sound before.
Every three or four strikes, the pitch increased slightly. The elevator was close now, only a few minutes away. The black bottom lit up with a slow-motion strobe effect as it lowered past one light, then the next. Connell kept staring for a few seconds, his brain unable to process what his eyes showed him. Not a slow strobe anymore, but a quick series of pops flashing in the darkness. Because the elevator wasn't lowering, it was falling.
No.
Connell pushed away from the shaft, turning to the rest.
Run!